This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Luke Marker, SJ, the Rookie Bears, talking about camping, because SJ, of course, went on a camping adventure last weekend and got attacked by a bird.
And Rosella.
Yeah, it was just absolutely ridiculous.
Which I love.
Good fun.
Yeah.
And then it got incredibly, incredibly windy, and our campsite was quite sandy. So by the next morning, everything was covered in a fine film of dust.
Ew. Oh.
It was not romantic, and it was not sexy.
See, the last time I went camping, it was down on the Great Ocean Road.
Yeah.
But we got a What do you call them? Like a shack, like a pre. It's like a demountable typey homey thing.
Mountable.
It's like it had a kitchen and bedroom and bathroom and the whole bit.
So you rented a bed and breakfast.
So I stayed in a hotel.
It wasn't a house.
You know, in real terms, that's not camping.
Yeah, but I know.
In the CBD.
But we felt like it was camping. We were out with nature.
Yeah. Well, we did. We had a koala come and visit us, and we went and saw the glow worms.
Ooh.
But the last time I went real camping was actually up near Palm Beach in Sydney, up where they film Home and Away.
Mm.
And we had a goanna, a big one, attack the tent we were in.
What?
Yes.
While you were in it?
Yes.
That's terrifying.
So scary.
I think it was, I mean, obviously it's a known camping ground, but and I think it goes through looking for food and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was literally climbing, you know, the zipper part at the front?
Yeah.
It was literally trying to climb and get into the tent.
Because so you see all these big
tent.
Black shapes and everything.
Well,
I've got a video I need to post on our Brekkie Bears page, which is about camping in Africa, where there's like lions, a pride of lions that come through the camp and try and get into someone's tent.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I will see your goanna and I will raise it.
You beat it with a lie, that's for sure.
Wilson's prom, apparently, there's wombats, which you see kind of snuffling around and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and same thing, that they if they can smell food in your tent, they will get in. So you're told to lock all food and stuff in the car because of wombats.
I remember that from my Wilson's prom camp trips in high school. They said, don't leave food in your tent because they'll get, you know, destroyed. And there was some tents that got totally destroyed by animals because dumb kids, you know, left stuff in there. Well, I was a dumb kid too, but I didn't leave my food in there. But yeah, that happened.
Yeah, it's surprising how dangerous wombats actually are.
Yeah.
Because you think, oh, they're cute, you know, cute wombats.
They're quite a lot of muscle.
But they're all muscle.
Can they kill you? Is it like one of those Australian things that can kill you?
One of the, I don't know if this is an urban myth or not, but you're not meant to put your hand down a wombat hole because if it backs out, your hand will get trapped
in
the hole next to the wombat and the wombat can't go forward or something.
I thought you were going to say trapped in the wombat.
No.
I thought it was going to back itself onto your arm.
No, well, it does.
But I know what you're thinking.
But not where you're thinking.
Oh.
Don't go there. But I think that's an urban myth.
I think that's amazing. I'm going to check the internet for that one as well. Killer wombat.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.